This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
rock the boat. It is Friday. Well, ladies, guys, and gentlemen, girls, I want it to is tell Friday.
I
said it was Friday. It's good news, right? It's been a long week. I know you folks out there are tired. Probably, if you're working as hard as, well, we are, you got to be tired. Ain't no getting around it.
Oh, yeah. Plum tired.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Again, friends, it's Friday. And I got to be honest with you, in the state of Minnesota here, and it's not snowing yet, it is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, it is really beautiful.
It is just
beautiful.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Just
the colors, the mixture of colors.
I actually took some pictures out of our window today to see all the pretty trees and all
you
the beautiful colors. I did.
No, you didn't.
To reminisce and think, I mean, it's just beautiful out there. Because, you know, fall time, you have to kind of appreciate it while it's here because it's here and gone so fast. You know, it's like one day the trees are beautiful, yep. They're colorful, and then all of a sudden the next day it's like half the leaves are gone off the trees.
Yeah.
So you better appreciate
it while
you have it.
The change of season is God's way of showing you
Amen.
The power of resurrection.
I love changes of
yes,
seasons.
So do I. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also go over to our Facebook, Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Radio. You can also go over to Bradley Dean Double E. Folks, we got about 160,000 friends. We just want to tell you we appreciate your interaction. And basically what we're doing is we're posting the articles basically that the state-run media does not want you to see. We're giving you the information that the state-run media does not want you to see. We're countering the lies at every step of the way, I should say, as are others across the country. But we're linking along with them, and we're getting the job done. We just did a tea party yesterday.
Steph,
can you go ahead and highlight that?
We had a wonderful event last night. We were in Hastings, Minnesota. A bit of a dry year, but it was well worth it. We were with a group of individuals there last night. Bradley, really, I think, you know, one of the responses that we had from one of the ladies who attended, she said it was like you moved a rock from its place so the light could shine through.
It's
like her whole mentality seemed to have changed. And, you know, sometimes you go to these places.
Well, can I tell you why? Because, folks, shameful. I'm sitting there listening for an hour now. Now, I'm not complaining or condemning anybody at the tea party, but my job is to go in there and turn the lights on, just like this lady acknowledged. And it was really a prophetic way of saying what I knew took place during these meetings. But they were highlighting the enemy. They were adding strength to the enemy by agreeing with the enemy, by magnifying the strength that the enemy does not have. And when I first got out there, I had to say to him, I said, now, can you imagine the boys during World War II? America and the world looking at an Adolf Hitler and just talking about how bad he is and magnifying everything Adolf Hitler's doing and, you know, magnifying the crimes and the atrocities committed against mankind by this tyrant. No, that's not what they did. They knew their constitution because they knew their Bible. They knew the correlation. They armed themselves and they went and snuffed out the tyrant named Adolf Hitler. So what were they doing? I said, you have to turn your mentality, friends,
yep,
from magnifying the crimes to magnifying the laws against the crimes. And you'll never understand that until you first know the Word of God and your constitutional documentation.
And I'd like to say that is love, by the way. That whole mentality and that whole outlook on things is the Sons of Liberty. For example, most people that, you know, they'll sit underneath teachings or people who always preach this doom and gloom and better get your, you know, all your survival gear and do all these things and basically, you know, hide yourself in a bunker because there's nothing you can do about
it. That's right, which is completely the furthest thing from the truth.
So people's mentality is, a lot of times for the most part, oh, well, we're just going to get it anyway. We just better prepare to basically survive. So they have a succumbing mentality rather than an overcoming mentality. Yeah. So these people last night, after hearing all the problems that they've heard and being downtrodden, your whole thing was to flip it back on its head and say, listen, we can do this thing. Yeah. We come from bad boys, our founding forefathers.
Did you notice that it was like a wet blanket laid on top of them?
Yeah.
And when we were done, they all stayed and talked.
They did, and they had life. And I had a woman who was this older lady. She was knitting while you were talking, and she goes, you know, I was listening to what he was saying, and she's like, you know, that's right. It's not over yet. You know, it's almost like, we can do this thing.
I said it's not over until the fat lady sings, and I said, I don't see a fat lady in here singing.
That's right, exactly. So it's one of those things where it's like, well, listen, they definitely knew what, by the end of the evening, they knew exactly that there was power and that there was hope for them.
Yes, okay, so folks, what we're going to do here is we're going to lead you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick, and we want you to check out some of the articles that are placed on the front page. We got a big picture of Barack Hussein Obama telling the American people that the United States is one of the biggest Muslim nations in the world. Folks, you need to understand that that is a complete lie. He is nothing but a devil. He is nothing but a liar, just like his father. And it's actually equate America with the rest of the world as being one of the biggest Muslim nations in the world. It's just the furthest thing from the truth. It's another Saul Alinsky tactic where you want the enemies to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. That's how they squash their opponents. It's through the lie. Friends, let me say it again. 312 million people are dealing with less than 1.7% of the population that are attempting to get you to believe and to deceive you into believing that there's a lot more of them than there really is. And that is the only way that they continuously roll on. Not only through apathy and tolerance, but you know what? When you parallel that with the Adolf Hitlers, did you guys know that on the arrival of Adolf Hitler into the public eye, first of all, he was in prison for murder, where he wrote Mein Kampf, and then outside of that, it's interesting, when he came on the scene, people laughed at this little man with a mustache. He had less than 3% of approval rating. Once he got into government, he killed off his political opposition before he began to, incite wars against himself through totalitarian methods by attacking his own Reichstag to actually incite his people to go after the Poles, to go after his political opposition. See how that works? He uses your kids to do it. Now, what's interesting is once he began to kill off those within and without that didn't agree with his dangerous ideologies, America, listen carefully, the people in Germany didn't take the time to pull the curtain back to see what was behind Adolf Hitler because there was nothing behind Adolf Hitler. And that's the great wonder of the age. Why didn't people pull the curtain back behind Adolf Hitler? Everything he did, he used a guy by the name of Joseph Goebbels to actually promulgate lies to cause the people in that population of 80 million in Germany back in the 40s, 30s, and 20s, my friends. And interestingly enough, they had to deceive the people into believing that Adolf Hitler was a lot bigger than he really was. And by the way, that's why they had all these massive crowds come together where he would speak to them because he wanted to belittle those that opposed him. Do you understand how that works? And this is how the state-run media is operating today. Again, friends, keep in mind, friends, those that listen to sonsoflibertyradio.com on a daily basis, keep in mind, the state-run media is only promoting nothing but lies to belittle the opposition when, in fact, the opposite is true. And don't forget that. We're going to come right back after this. I'm going to play a little video audio piece for you here. You're going to enjoy it. And then I'm going to go over to Houston and deal with the mayor that's out of hand.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I want to hit off on this really quick just to prove my points. Yesterday, one of the things that I shared at the Tea Party here in the state of Minnesota was that, listen, folks, why are you magnifying the enemy? Why are you helping things along? Why are you adding strength to tyranny by helping promote the lie that's coming from your enemy? I said, we all remember back during the DNC, after his first election, Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal himself, you remember rightly, friends, that he couldn't sell out a 72,000-seat arena. So what they did is they blamed it on the weather, yet the meteorologist came forth and said there was no issue with the weather at all. See, what they found out is they had to move it to a 20,000-seat arena where they were giving away free tickets to fill that arena. And if you remember rightly, friends, during the DNC, it was about three-quarters filled. I thought he had all the support. Do you remember rightly, friends, that 70% of Barack Hussein Obama's Twitter account is completely contrived out of thin air? You see how this works, friends? You know, we were told during the last election cycle that, well, when Barack Hussein Obama was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, a state across from us here, that 18,000 people came to, you know, help him with his re-election campaign. 18,000 people. See, what people did is they took and they put their fingers on the curtain, they pulled it back, and they found out that that 18,000-seat arena didn't have 18,000 seats at all. As a matter of fact, it only had 5,000 seats. See, but the state-run media told you that there was 18,000 people there, friends. You see how this worked? Oh, as a matter of fact, President Barack Hussein Obama, the criminal himself, he did something that was completely unprecedented. During his re-inauguration in Washington, D.C., did you know that he couldn't even sell out the hotel rooms in Washington, D.C.? That's a feat within itself, friends. That's how many people are supporting the president. As a matter of fact, Stevie Wonder couldn't even get 200 people together for a fundraiser for his re-election campaign. Well, some might say, well, how is he there? Well, keep in mind what Stalin said. He said it doesn't matter who does the voting. He said it matters who's doing the counting of the votes. We know that there was massive, massive voter fraud across the United States. But yet the American people rolled over and said, oh, there's nothing we can do about it. No, friends, there's everything in the world that you can do about it. He does not have the support that you believe that he does. This is how they go forward. They go forward, and by the way, that's their slogan. It's a communist slogan. They go forward on the lies, on the backs of the stupid, useful idiots that allow him to do what he's doing today. And again, I didn't say that. Vladimir Lenin said that. Let's go back to what Barack Hussein Obama said. By the way, it's on the front page. It's on the scroll of sonsoflibertymedia.com right now. Barack Hussein Obama goes over to a foreign country, namely in France, and he does an interview with French television. And he tells them, as he echoes the words of his former DHS advisor, Mohamed El Abayari, when he said that Americans should be better educated about Islam, noting that the U.S. could and should be regarded as a Muslim country. Really? Obama, through his lying lips again, called the United States of America one of the biggest Muslim nations in the world. Though Obama's claims were completely false once again, seeing that the U.S. has only 4.5 million professing Muslims, that's 1.5% of the population, friends. Did you hear what I said? 1.5% of the population. And you have the American Christians and the conservatives and the patriots tucking tail and capitulating. Let me tell you something, friends. Number one, we don't take counsel from our fears. Number one. Okay? Number two, when I think about what Scripture says, where we premise what that was said or derived from, Scripture tells me that we haven't been given a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. My Bible also tells me that the righteous are bold as lions, but the wicked flee when none pursueth. So there's a whole lot of wicked people in this country that, well, they profess to be one thing, but rather the fruit of their tree proves the opposite. Wow! I'm sorry. Perfect love casteth out all fears. And if it's really not about us and it's about my brothers, because I love God with my whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, because if I don't do that first, I can't love my neighbor as myself, right? By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments, right? Because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost has been given unto us. That's what's missing, is the element of love. And because of that, we operate out of fear rather than real love and power and a work of faith with power that overcomes. And that faith with power that David understood when that anointing was upon him, when he went after Goliath and said, who is this that defies the armies of the living God? That's not what's happening across the country. Bunch of spineless, effeminate capitulators is what I see. In every movement, and the higher I go on the national scene, that's exactly what I see. I understand why America is where it's at today. Shame on you, America. We are not made out of the stuff that bows in the face of our adversaries. No, we are of the type that have the spirit of bravery and valor and courage, where we rise to the level of expectations to deal with the enemies that are within today and without. We don't sit there and magnify the enemy. We magnify God's righteousness and holiness and goodness and His strength to deal with our enemies. That's what we do here at the Sons of Liberty. But let me get back to this really quick. Though Obama's claims were, again, completely false, seeing that the U.S. has only 4.5 million professing Muslims, wow, 312 million people, and, well, 4.5 million of those are professed Muslims, and for some reason now we're one of the biggest Muslim nations in the world? You see how this works? Since there are approximately 1.5 billion Muslims in the world, The number of Muslims in the United States is approximately 0.3% of the world's Muslim population. So by comparison, there are between approximately 6 million Jews in the United States who account for approximately a third of the world's Jewish population. Whereas many Americans regard it as a society based on Judeo-Christian values, it is doubtful if there is one sane American who would define it as a Jewish country. But we have to understand that Barack Hussein Obama is none other than a Saul Alinsky student who admires the Chicago organizer, Mr. Saul Alinsky, who credits Satan for the inspiration concerning the book that he wrote for his disciples, and one of those disciples just happened to be Barack Hussein Obama. Oh, and isn't it not interesting that the apple does not fall too far from the tree, because there it is. There's the fruit of Saul Alinsky crediting none other than the great deceiver, Satan himself. So, by comparison, there are between approximately 6 million Jews in the United States who account for approximately a third of the world's Jewish population, whereas many Americans regard it as a society, again, based on Judeo-Christian values. So, by President Obama's yardstick, France, Germany, the UK, Spain, Italy, and Holland should all be regarded as Muslim nations. In France, which has the biggest Muslim population in Europe, it's 4.5 to 5 million Muslims account for 7.5% of the population. In most other Western European countries, Muslims account for approximately 3 to 5% of the population. The only European citizens who regard their societies either as Muslim ones or as the societies that should be Muslim are those Muslim immigrants in the second generation who have not succeeded in integrating into the societies in which they live, and a result has become alienated from them. Even if half of Europe's Muslims have this attitude, most likely the true number is far less. It always is. We are talking or taking at most about 2 to 3% of those countries. India has about 150 million Muslims. That's 13% of the population, making it the country with the world's biggest Muslim minority. Minority, not majority. And the world's third largest Muslim population after Indonesia and Pakistan. But again, no Indian in their right mind, let alone the Prime Minister, would ever regard India as a Muslim nation. He's trying, Barack Hussein Obama is, in foreign countries to lead the Muslims to America, because after all, he said, hey, the door's wide open. I've got the borders wide open. Come on in. And the American people went to sleep last night. So, I agree with Imam Obama that America does not need to educate herself on Islam, which I recommend starting here and here. I got some links here for you on sonsoflibertymedia.com. However, I disagree that it would result in a positive admonition of the Muhammad death cult, according to Barack Hussein Obama. Folks, enough is enough of his lies. The devil himself, friends, couldn't speak any louder incarnate than this joker that's in the White House. We'll be right back.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them. Help
the first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. By the way, friends, if you'd like to jump online, 1-866-233-0747, do it anytime. Again, that number is 1-866-233-0747. We're talking about the lying devil out of the White House who fabricates numbers over again. Folks, isn't it interesting to you that he spends much of his time outside of the United States creating enemies for America? He's praised by your enemies. You know, one of the things you have to ask yourself is, by the way, who does support Barack Hussein Obama besides the atheists, the homosexuals, and the communists in America? Well, your foreign enemies do. Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, we had Cuba, China, Russia. They all support your president. The only ones that don't support him are 11 million people in this country. You know, you got to start putting two and two together, friends, that you're being lied out of your freedoms. You ask a foreigner that comes into the United States, they will tell you all the information that you're getting from the state-run media is nothing but a bunch of fabricated lies. You're being undone by the dupes of designing men, friends. And I'm telling you what, you have a demonic bunch here. There's no question about it. He's looking for every rascal and debased form of human being that he can empower to undo the American people is what he's doing, and he's doing it on a daily basis. Speaking of which, let's go over to Houston's lesbian mayor. She wanted to go ahead and attack the pastor's there because she wants to have a transgender bathroom where the men can use the women's bathrooms that they want. This is what your representatives are doing with your tax dollars, friends. And really what it is, it's an attack on your freedom of speech is what it comes down to. But let's go over to the lesbian mayor in Houston there, Mrs. Annis Parker. I'll just call her Annie, okay? And her city council have failed to uphold the law. The first failed by allowing her homosexual activities. Secondly, in the proposition of a bathroom bill that would allow men to use women's bathrooms. And third, by ignoring the law concerning a citizen's initiative to turn her warped bill on its head. And as a result, a lawsuit has been filed and a discovery process begun. And a subpoena has been issued to receive the sermons and communications of many pastors in the area. Folks, let me say this to you, professed church. And to those that are really the church in America, don't you dare. You have every right in the world in which God has given you, namely in the United States of America, to preach from the pulpits. And I want to tell you something. Though the state may stand against it, God commands it. You obey the living God, my friend. You stand your ground. And those that have been born in the fire, they don't settle for the smoke, and you know who you are. Did you know that in Houston, the lesbians and the homosexuals in this administration are getting a reaction, and a reaction that they did not want, because the pastors came together, rightly so, and said, no, you don't. As a matter of fact, the executive director of the Texas Pastor Council, David Welch, one of the five pastors who received the subpoena, said he would not be intimidated by Annie Parker nor comply with the city's demands. Amen. Hallelujah. Starting to sound like primitive times are coming on the scene, friends. Primitive times are coming up on the horizon, aren't they, friends? Yep, we're going to find out what we're really about, those that are born of the Spirit of Christ. We're going to really find out the opportunities that we have right now. And yes, friends, I said opportunities, not crisis and danger, though they are awful times. Mr. Dave Wilt said to the city's demands, he says, my answer is bring it on. He said, bring it on. Can you imagine if 300,000 pulpits today stood up, friends? It would all be over. We would know America as it was intended. Not one of the five pastors is listed as a plaintiff, in the lawsuit, which was filed after the citizens' initiative drew more than three times the required signatures. In other words, the people responded. It was certified by the city secretary and then rejected by Parker and the city's attorney. Do you see how these people operate, friends? And this is in the light of day. Welch spoke with Todd Starnes of Fox News and told him the Lone Star State pastors are organizing to hold a Don't Mess with Texas Pulpit Sunday event. Amen. It should be that way every day of the week, my friends. He said, we are dealing with bullies, speaking of the homosexuals, right on. We are dealing with the bullies used to getting away with abuse of power, Welch told Starnes. We called their bluff on this. City Attorney David Feldman told me that it doesn't matter. He said in an interview Tuesday that the five pastors were actively involved in leading the fight against the bathroom bill and launching the petition drive. They're not party plaintiffs, but they certainly appeared before council repeatedly regarding the ordinance and the petition, Feldman told me. The city attorney defended the decision to issue the subpoenas. Folks, now, see again, let's go back to constitutional law. Those city officials in Houston now are acting outside of good behavior. They are now acting outside of their scope of authority. They are acting outside of their very purpose to be representatives of we the people. Because if you keep in mind, they are the ones that again put their hand on the Bible and swore that they would uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. They have now violated that. Now it's time for the people in Houston to bring forth impeachment and then indict Annie Parker, the mayor, the lesbian mayor, for her crimes against nature. Her purpose is to restrain men from sin, not to teach them how to commit the act of sin, which is violating God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. Is this something else, friends? That we are dealing, and by the way, you can rest assured, friends, they are appointed. Keep in mind, Barack Hussein Obama's appointed more than 225 radical homosexuals and lesbians and transvestites to federal government power. And friends, do not forget about those Defense Department employees a couple years back when Brian Vendor broke the story concerning an ICE investigation where they found out that 5,000 members that work for the Defense Department of the United States of America were busted downloading child pornography. And don't forget about Barney Franks' threat, friends. That radical homosexual congressman from Massachusetts who was busted and the American people stood down and did nothing about it when a young man by the name of Paul Venazzi came forth and said that there were pedophile rings in Washington, D.C. amongst politicians. Check out Conspiracy of Silence. He'll tell you himself. He'll tell you what he's seen. He'll tell you what he was a part of. But going back to Barney Franks, he was sodomized in his basement from 11 to 13 years old. Barney Franks is also the one that, well, he admitted to the American people, I believe it was back in 1989, that his house, his apartment, was being used for a homosexual prostitution ring. This is the guy that's also threatening the American people after Don't Ask, Don't Tell was overturned to begin to weaken your military by allowing homosexuals to actively participate in the United States military. Now we found out that 60% of all crimes with male-on-male crimes are actually initiated by the homosexuals. You better bet your bottom dollar, friends, that these people were appointed. But Barney Franks was called out by a little Paul Benazzi. Said he was sodomizing me in his basement. I used to be flown to his house in Massachusetts. He'd bring me in his basement and sodomize me. He's a pedophile, friends. And he's the one that's threatening you, America, and he's saying, hey, two down, one to go. He said, you haven't seen anything from the gay lobby. You starting to understand? And pay attention again, friends. I must interject this. What's right behind him is nothing outside of the radical Muslims trying to implement Sharia law right behind the homosexuals. By the way, if I go up to headline news on Sons of Liberty Media right now, you know, it's interesting that I have, you know, Barack Hussein Obama talking about how we're a Muslim nation, appointing radical Muslims to the DHS and to federal governmental positions in the United States of America. If he's not entertaining them in the White House, well, then he's actually just, you know, buying F-16s on the American people's dimes to support American sworn enemies. I mean, hey, you know, again, going back to what's going on, front page of the Sons of Liberty Media.com, you know, we're talking about, you know, if you thought Eric Holder was bad, friends, I mean, now we got Tom Perez, who was appointed by Barack Hussein Obama, saying that we're going to do everything within our power to make sure that the Muslims stay and multiply. Boy, these are stooges. You want to talk about? I mean, for as much as people can't take Barack Hussein Obama serious, you need to take him serious, friends, because he means ill will. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He's dangerous. He's a dangerous individual to everything that America stands for. But look at the people that he is appointing to commit crimes against we the people. He is appointing people that are opening the doors to them that will destroy this country at every turn. And if you study dictators, that's exactly what they do. So what do you suppose might be the problem, America? I mean, when I think of what Alexis de Tocqueville said back in the 1800s, he said this, listen carefully. He said, I went at your biddings and I passed along their thoroughfares of trade. I ascended to their mountains and went down to their valleys. I visited their manufacturers, their commercial markets and emporiums of trade. He said, I entered into their judicial courts and legislative halls, but I sought everywhere in vain for the secret of America's success until I entered the church. It was there as I listened to the soul equalizing and soul elevating principles of the gospel of Jesus Christ. from the firing pulpits of the preachers of the day. We'll be right back and we'll finish this last segment off. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Daniel Lott at the Edge Television Broadcast. When I want a hard-hitting message of truth exposing unconstitutional policy through constitutional law, I go to sonsoflibertyradio.com with Bradley Dean. He's educating and equipping America with the knowledge to what our nation was truly founded upon. Join me and thousands of other listeners at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Katie Armor. Come and take it.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Okay, so what we did here is we actually contrasted what we're seeing today with what a foreigner by the name of Alex de Tocqueville said back during the 1800s. He said that he went, you know, at your biddings, he goes, okay, I went and checked out America, and I went to all these places. I went to the thoroughfares of trade. I ascended their mountains and went down to their valleys. I visited their manufacturers, their commercial markets and emporiums of trade. I entered the judicial courts and the legislative halls, but I saw it in everywhere. He said, I went everywhere in vain for the secret of their success. He said, until I entered the church. He said, it was there as I listened to the soul equalizing and soul elevating principles of the gospel of Christ as they fell from Sabbath to Sabbath upon the masses of the people that I learned why America was so great and free and why France was a slave. Now I want to contrast that which he's seen during the 1800s with what we're seeing today. Now, this is funny, but it's not funny because really the joke is on America. But someone just sent this audio. It's a video, but it's audio to you, the listener, obviously. And I just want you to hear the difference, namely the stark contrast with what we're seeing today. And it's a good thing it's not happening that way. In Houston, we got some real deal Amen. Brothers and sisters out there that are taking it to the enemy, and rightly so. I'm just sorry it had, you know, to come to this before they responded.
Right.
But here we go. Listen carefully to what you deal with on a 24/7 basis as you're entertained out of the Spirit of Christ and your foundational, well, documentations and understandings, your history for the most part. But listen to this song really quick, friends, because this is what someone just sent me. It was just the other day, and we've listened to it a couple times. And to be quite honest, I'm shocked, but I'm not. But this is the modern version of the church in America today. Listen to the lyrics. What a far cry from Scripture.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
He taught me how to live my life as it should be. He taught me how to turn my cheek when people laugh at me. I've had friends before, and I can tell you that he's one who will never leave you flat.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is my friend.
Wow.
Jesus is a friend of mine. I have a friend in Jesus.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
It's really not fun. This is a false covering, Isaiah 30.
He taught me how to pray and how to save my soul. He taught me how to praise my God and still play rock and roll. The music may sound different, but the message is the same. It's just an instrument to praise his name.
And he's dead serious.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
I have a friend in Jesus.
Wow.
Jesus is a friend of mine.
Jesus is
a friend of mine. This is the modern day church, friends. Not my church, some might say. Well, I say hallelujah, Brother Dean. Now, does this represent the church that understands afflictions and trials and persecution and tribulations?
Not at all.
Once I tried to run,
I mean, can you imagine the apostles singing this?
No.
With this spirit, might I add.
The spirit.
He always gets his man, and he'll zap you any way he can.
And he'll zap you any way he can zap.
Yep.
He loves me when I'm right. He loves me when I'm wrong. He loves me when I waste my time by writing silly songs. He loves me when I'm quiet and I have nothing to say. He'll love me when I'm perfect if I ever get that way.
And he'll love you all the way to hell there too, brother.
Jesus is my friend.
Jesus is a friend.
Wow. This is the fruit of a lawless gospel.
Seriously.
What's sad about it is they're unashamed.
Oh, this is like
a horse
the
forehead.
Coolest thing, yeah.
Yeah. They think they're the coolest thing since sliced bread.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not mocking them, guys. I mean, they're doing a pretty good job on
their
own.
Terrific, so.
That's terrific.
Man. We appreciate that. That was beautiful.
Okay, now I have to say this, though. I have to laugh because I'm watching your face. While you're watching, yes, while you're watching. Well, first of all, other things too as well. But I'm looking at you watching this guy, and you got this like almost dismay, retarded, you know, just like what is this guy doing? Kind of look on your face, and it's hilarious. And you're right, it's so stupid.
Go ahead, Sam. What were you gonna say? Here's my 10-year-old producer.
It's not funny, but my brothers watched it a few times and they just thought it was the funniest thing. But if you're watching this guy, my brother said, "Man, he's irritating."
Yeah, you know what's sad about it though? I mean, in all sincerity, can you imagine Christ crucified?
Yeah.
And people singing a song like this. See, these people want to dance around the cross, but they don't want to bear the cross. I want to go back real quick, and I want to again contrast what you just heard, the modern church, with the history of America through the Black Regiment and preachers of the day that broke the way open for our forefathers and 13 colonies to establish what we have today. Mighty men were they, of iron nerve and strong hand and unblanched cheek and a heart of flame. God needed not reeds shaken by the wind, not men clothed in soft raiment, but heroes of hardihood and lofty courage. And such were the sons of the mighty who responded to the divine call. Bishop Charles Galloway, 1898. Another one. Historian B.F. Morris said in 1864, the ministers of the revolution were, like their Puritan predecessors, bold and fearless in the cause of their country. No class of men contributed more to carry forward the revolution and to achieve our independence than the ministers of the day. By their prayers, patriotic sermons, and services, they rendered the highest assistance to civil government, the army, and the country.
Yeah. When you put it in perspective of Can you imagine Christ on the cross and this song going on? Or the apostles as they're walking to be, you know, stoned or as they're being persecuted or shipwrecked or whatever was the case. Can you imagine humming this song, Jesus is a friend of mine? No. They were partaking.
They're trying to figure out, the professed church in America is trying to figure out why the world's laughing at them.
Right.
And why they're bearing a reproach that doesn't belong to Christ. Well, because they brought it unto themselves.
And what does Scripture say? Scripture says, ye are my friends if ye do that which I command.
That's right.
So it's not about, hey, you know, I'm tiptoeing through the tulips here. I'm singing this yada-da-da song. No, it's a matter of, my goodness, every day that we walk, we have temptation, persecution, tribulation, trials, all these things that are in front of us. That's promised on the Christian path. But the Lord also promised that he would never leave us nor forsake us. It's not a lighthearted thing. As Christian was
Well, they
going,
lightly esteemed the God of their salvation. That's
right.
Exactly right.
As Christian or pilgrim from Pilgrim's Progress, John Bunyan, who wrote the book on Pilgrim's Progress, as he was going along the path, he faced many trials and persecutions and temptations and people coming and going and back and forth, and he was alone, and then God brought him a faithful friend, and, yep. And then that friend was taken away and was killed, and then, you know, you look at all the things that went on the path. Now, there's not to say there's not a Beulah land where there's times of rest and times of refreshing, but we are in a war, and if
we're... Gotta be careful there, too.
Yeah, and if we're in a war, and if we are not in a war, or we're not supposed to be called to spiritual war, why would the Lord tell us to put on the full armor of God?
And everyone's called to do the work of an evangelist, not just the apostle, not just the prophet, not just the teacher, not just the pastor, but everybody, the fivefold ministry, everybody that professes the name of Christ, that has departed from iniquity, they have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ. They're all doing the same thing in unison in what is their end aim, the glory of Christ. Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And going on, it's interesting, too, the shame he was talking about was he was setting forth, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. That's not what these clowns are doing.
Mm-hmm.
These people are making a mockery out of the Church of Christ by trying, and let me emphasize the word trying, to play the rock star.
Yeah.
Jesus is a friend of mine. I mean, it's reproachful. In every sense of the word.
And we have a job to do, and we have to keep in mind that it is these are serious times. We know what's going on. We know that we have our mission in front of us, and our goal is clear. What are we called on earth to do? To seek and save that which is lost, and that's what we're doing. As we mentioned, we were just in Hastings, Minnesota last night doing another event. We're going to be going out to Arizona coming up next month. We're looking in California, and we're going to be out on the East Coast. Our goal is to go to the people. It's so wonderful, you know, to sit behind a microphone, but it's nice to be with the people when you're actually face to face and you can really, you know, gather from them and interact with them back and forth. That's what we want to do. And for those of you that say, listen, I want to support you guys to do that. I know that what you're doing is important. I know these are perilous times and we have a job to do. Please let me become a son or daughter of liberty. Please let me do my part. It's like the different parts of the body. Every part is important and every part is needful, but we all have Christ on the head of us just like we have our natural head. But for those of you that say, listen, I want to support what you guys are doing, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the donate button at the top, or you can scroll down a little further, become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can donate on a monthly basis. That's our foundation that we can catapult from and be able to do that which we do. We are ever doing, always making sure that we are being doers of the word and not hearers only.
And by the way, if you'd like to check out the live stream, you can get a little salt put on your tongue by checking it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com or sonsoflibertyradio.com. Scroll up onto the first page and just scroll up just a little bit to the right. You'll find it. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Love you by what we do. Talking 23. See ya.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores scores of testimonials from satisfied customers, and we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes heart and body extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.